baby, you're awake. You had me really worried there for a moment. Why do you look so surprised? Oh no. I didn't hit you too hard on the head, did I? Surely you haven't forgotten me by now, right? I mean, we used to be together. We used to be so close. Spending all day together, every day. It was so good. We used to be so happy. Until you broke up with me. Oh, but it's okay. I understand. I do. It was just an error on your part. But I don't hold it against you. Or I won't. As long as you cooperate like a good boy. You'll cooperate, won't you? Look, I don't want to drag up the past, but you and I, we have a long history together, baby. So maybe I was a little surprised when you thought you could just throw it all away. I was even more surprised when I saw the new girl you were with. If you insist on holding that harlot in your heart, oh, I can barely stand the thought. It just makes me want to carve her right out of your chest. No, oh, it's okay. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to scare you. This whole thing's been pretty upsetting for me too, you know. Just how many times have I seen you with her walking out and about around town? It's just maddening. So hurtful. I mean, you took her to the aquarium we went to on our first date. And then you took her to the diner that we went to on our anniversary. What other things were you going to do with her that you've already done with me? What other things have you already done? Baby, you should know that I am being very patient with you. I love you, and I don't want to hurt you. But I do understand that, you know, some habits, they can be really hard to break. But the point is that they can be broken. And you know, I've come to learn that some people are like habits. They just need to be broken so something better can come together. But don't worry. Once I've broken you, I'll put you back together better than you've ever been. I mean, sure, maybe your new girl won't be able to recognize you, but that doesn't matter. My love for you and yours for me? Oh, baby, it's the only thing that'll ever matter. But still, it's almost like I can see her fingerprints on you, all over you, marking you. Even now, even with you tied up here, I feel like she's still taking you away from me. I can't stand it. It's almost impossible to bear. I need to leave fresh marks over hers. I need to reclaim you. Reclaim us. Oh, but... you'll enjoy it if you deserve to enjoy it. But do you? Do you deserve to enjoy what I'm about to do to you? I'm not so sure. I feel like you haven't properly learned to appreciate me, you know? I mean, you did throw me out for that slut, didn't you? Baby, you need to realize how important I am to you. So from here on out, I'm going to take extra care to remind you and your body how badly you need me. But how forceful these lessons are? Well, that'll ultimately depend on you, baby. Besides, whatever choices you think you have, well, they don't much matter. You will learn to love me again. And then we can return to who we used to be. And when you finally come to your senses, I will show that whore who stole you from me. We will show her that your undying love and loyalty rests only at my feet. She will learn that there is nothing she could do in order to take you away from me ever again. And when I force her to take in that reality, once I see that she's been broken too, then, and only then, her final punishment will come upon her. See? She's not like you. I don't need to protect her from myself. I know to protect the love that we have for each other, I will need to remove all that threatens it. Her feelings for you, your thoughts for her? No, these things must be extinguished properly. Her very existence has become a thorn in my side, a mark, a blight on our love. But I will erase it. I will erase her. So you will be free. You'll be free to love me. You'll be free to think of only me. Me, my body, and the things I can do for you, with you, to you. Oh, are you ready, my love? Are you ready to love me again? Oh, baby, don't try to talk through your gag. It's fine. The question was rhetorical. Because, well, you see, in regards to you loving me, it's not really a question about if, but when. Now, just lay back and relax. Let me remind you of the pleasures that only exist between these thighs. Oh, how I've missed this body. Oh, your face, your expression. You still look so scared. But this part of you? Oh, I guess it's the only part of you being honest. Because it looks so ready. Oh, baby. I'm ready too. I'm almost nervous. It's been so long. Oh, too long. Oh, baby. Are you ready? No, don't try to answer. Because the answer's yes. Since you've been inside me. It's better than I remember. Fuck. Do you feel, baby? Good, your cock feels inside me. Isn't it better than the cunt of that whore? Do you feel all of my sticky, wet juices covering your cock? This cock that belongs only to me. Yes. Baby. I'm so glad I can use this whenever I want. Don't worry. I'm going to take good care of you. You don't have to be concerned with anything. Ever again. Yes. I'll keep you here. Right in this room. Sure. You won't be able to ever leave, but. But at least. No one will ever be able to tempt you away from me. Keep you as my pet. Forever. Just the thought. Baby. I think I'm going to come. Come with me. Come with me, won't you? Even if your eyes say no, your cock says yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, I'm so close. Baby, please come with me. Come with me. Already feel it starting to leak out. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. You should really pace yourself, okay? Because I want you to fill me up just as much tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day.